Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on our program representing the LC Clinic. With a local steering committee, they're working to get their services and opportunities up off the ground here in the Atlantic area. Hannah Shady is with us this morning. She is the executive director of the LC Clinic. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Give us a little history. LC Clinic, what is that?
So LC stands for Life Care. When we began and opened our doors in March of 2012, we began as what's considered a pregnancy resource center. So our name at that time was Life Care Pregnancy Resources. What we did at that time was we performed pregnancy tests, and we had a material assistance program that we call Earn While You Learn. And so that is what we began as, offering those services to the community of Stewart. Going into our third year of operation, we were able to expand our services and begin offering medical services, which include limited obstetrical ultrasounds and also STI testing and treatment. And so it's been really great to be able to expand some of those services and further our outreach in the communities.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now you're working with the steering committee on kind of getting things organized and coordinated here locally.
Yes, absolutely. We are in the beginning stages of our fundraising, so we need all of the help and support of the community of Atlantic as possible.
Fundraising for?
We are fundraising because as a 501c3 nonprofit organization, we are 100% privately funded. So our operating completely relies on businesses and churches and individuals and their generosity and partnering with them. So since we are completely reliant upon that, it takes a lot of work in the community and a lot of support to keep things running smoothly.
So looking for support, looking for a facility as well that
Absolutely.
Might be suitable for this?
Yes, yes. We've looked at a few places, and we're just really excited to kind of get started. And so if anyone knows of anything, you can be in contact with one of our steering committee members. And we're just very, very excited to see what God has for us in a building.
Why Atlantic? Why did you identify a need here in this area?
Well, there are a few different reasons that we chose Atlantic. We do what's called a needs assessment survey. So we find out what type of needs there are in the community that are directly related to the services that we can provide. And then we kind of go into a little bit further detail as far as finding out the ratio of those needs being met versus unmet, and then we're able to kind of see what services are being provided at local centers, such as the hospital, medical facilities like that. And we're able to have our own policy and procedure manual. We're able to keep all of our services free of charge, and so that's a very important part of being able to offer these services to the community of Atlantic and to surrounding areas. We also are able to have anyone come into the clinic that can be from anywhere, any part of Iowa. And so we see a lot of clients at our Stewart location come from the Cass County area. So that's one of the reasons behind us choosing Atlantic.
Well, very good. With regard to the mission that you are working behind, this is it's not just a family clinic. There's a mission behind it, too. There's a purpose.
Absolutely, yes. Our mission statement at LC Clinic is, valuing all human life, we offer hope to those experiencing unplanned pregnancy, healing to those who have experienced abortion, and truth to our community through abstinence education by demonstrating the love of Christ through spiritual, physical, and emotional support. So it really encompasses the whole person, what we like to refer to as the SPIES model. So the social, the physical, the intellectual, the emotional, and the spiritual. We want to make sure that we take all of those areas into account. I think that people want to be the best them that they can be. We just all need a little bit of help in the right direction. So we're here to offer those support services through spiritual help and through material help, through our Earn Real Learn program as well. And so it's been just really great to be able to offer those services, and really exciting to think about the people that we're going to meet when we open in Atlantic.
Sure. Well, looking at a list of some of those services, you've kind of touched on that a little bit, but there are several different types of services that you provide.
Absolutely. We provide pregnancy tests and limited ultrasounds. We provide STI testing and also treatment. We have pregnancy options information. We offer sexual health education. We have an ever-expansive community referral base that we use. Material assistance through our Earn While You Learn program. We offer peer counseling, and we also have an abortion recovery support Bible study for those that have experienced that.
Sure. Can you talk a little bit about how it will be staffed?
Sure. We have Between the two centers, our Stewart Center opened in 2012 and our Creston Center opened in 2015. In between those two centers, we have four paid staff. We have myself. We have a nurse manager who oversees all of the medical staff that we have. We have a manager for our Creston office and a manager for our Stewart office. The board and I talked about, and what we think is going to be a good model for Atlantic would be to have a manager for that office as well, and possibly another part-time paid position for a client services specialist. And so they both would work together and be trained in all the services so that they're able to offer those services to the community, whether I'm here or whether I'm in one of the other places. And so that's kind of how we have envisioned that. The most important thing and kind of the bloodline of LC Clinic is our volunteers. So we have about 17 right now volunteers between the other two centers. And so that's really important that people understand too, that this really is just community based. It's 100% community based. All of the funds received go back into our community, and it's really an eternal investment that we're making in our community as well, as we are, you know, aiming to bring Jesus Christ to those that are lost. And so it's been really amazing to see. And like I said, we're just really excited to have that as well. We're going to be offering a new volunteer training that will be offered in the spring. We haven't exactly had the date nailed down yet, but we're looking forward to that as well. But definitely volunteers are our bloodline. We would not be able to operate without volunteers. And so our volunteers come from all different backgrounds, all different denominations. It's really interesting to me to see their path of life and what all has happened in their lives and brought them into wanting to serve in this ministry. Some of them have full-time jobs. Some of them are retired. And so it's really just awesome to see them really just wanting to give back to their community and really investing in their communities.
Well, the medical services part of what you're doing is obviously an important component, but it's some of the other things that are provided as well, the support, the spiritual support that's provided too. How important is that to being able to accomplish what you want to accomplish?
Yes, absolutely. That is our ultimate goal. Our ultimate goal is that we would not exist, that we would have a community and a culture and a society that would value all human life from beginning to end. And that is from beginning to end of a natural death. And so everything that happens in between that time is absolutely important. But I want people to understand, too, that God uses us and takes us in all of our imperfections and in all of our mess ups. And he still loves us and he gives grace to us. And he calls us to love one another and to give compassion to one another. And so that is really the amazing part, is that we're not perfect people who have never been through, you know, difficult journeys or difficult times. It's those times in our lives that we are able to connect with the people that come through our doors, and we're able to let them know, you know, we don't know exactly what they're going through, but that they can hopefully get a better understanding of, you know, we've all been down to the bottom before, and we're meant to help each other up and help each other get up out of there. And so we have to have different support places in place for us to be able to succeed. And so that's really awesome and really important for us to remember, you know, that this is just this one life. It's not a test run. This is the real thing. But it absolutely, no matter what choices you've made, no matter what you've done, that you can always choose better and you can always decide to do better. And that's really what God wants from us, is just for us to go to him. His arms are open and he's waiting there to really help us become the best version of ourselves. And we really can't do that without him and his love.
Yeah. I mean, is it fair to say that your job isn't to make decisions for people? It's your job to help guide them down the path so that they can make good decisions for themselves.
Absolutely. Education is key. We exist to be able to give accurate information so that people can make the most informed decision. And that's a lot of times what's happening in our culture and our society today, is we really just are not armed in with the right education. And we see that a lot with different choices that our clients have made and different choices that even we have made. It's really just about educating them so that they can make the most informed choice for themselves. And we can't do that without being fully informed and educated.
Sure. Hannah, if folks would like to know more, find out more information about LC Clinic, or if they would like to help get it off the ground here locally, how would they go about doing that?
Yes, so they can visit our website. It is iowalcclinic.org. They can shoot an email to info@iowalcclinic.org. And we're more than happy to answer any questions, have you guys come and take a tour of the facilities that we already have, and just to really see what God is doing and what is God is going to continue to do. And He gives us His best, and we want to give that back to our community.
Well, very good. Well, congratulations on the successes that you've had so far, and best of luck on building more down the road.
Thank you. All the glory goes to Him.